episode number 50 of the Still Spinning Podcast. I have confetti cannon, little confetti poppers over there that I was going to use, and then thought, but then I got to clean it up.
Right.
And so no, we let our housekeeper go this week, and so I'm gonna have to So
that's tragic.
I don't want to have to clean that up on my own. So no, we did not do the confetti, but it's confetti worthy. 50 episodes.
That's right. I can't believe it.
The big 50.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to do confetti?
Oh yes, you can do. Yes, you can. That's right. There we go. I forgot we have the, there it is.
Hey,
very nice.
There's our confetti.
Yes, very nice. Oh, and first comment.
Some balloons.
First comment comes from Paul. He says,
oh, nice.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Let's do this.
He's been here since the beginning.
He has. Yeah, like literally since the beginning. Mm-hmm. Like probably like anyway. So what do we want to do today? So sweet light back there. I don't have the light part on, but I have
It looks good.
Yeah, it does. I got to get a cable for that because the USB.
It's long, right?
Yeah, it's a USB cord out of the back of that, and I got to run a. I just need. It's weird because I need like an extension. Like, how do you plug in a USB cord? How do, like you got to? I have to go on Amazon and order like a long cord.
Like an like a
USB extension
cord.
Basically, yeah, that you can
plug in. I'm
sure
they make them.
Yeah, they do. I ordered them, but like I'm just saying, it was not a. I went to set it up for. I had it sitting back there, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna turn this on, and then I'm like, wait, I have no way to like. I have to put it like right here.
Yeah.
For the rest of.
Do you have a battery pack that you could just plug it into?
Yes, and it. Damn it! It's sitting right here.
Come on, Dan.
What am I
even
doing?
What are you thinking, my friend?
Doing?
It's literally right next to it.
It's sitting right by it. That's why I got it out to begin with, so I could walk
you
around the house with it.
You are too funny. Well, happy Passover to all of our Jewish friends and listeners. And happy Earth Day, I guess, to the Earth, I guess. Is it not working?
No.
Oh.
Shit, I don't know why. But how's, oh, there it is. Ta-da!
There you go. It just needed a minute.
Totally
all right.
Battery sitting right. Well, that doesn't look right, does it?
No, it's very glowy. But maybe it just needs a second.
We'll work on this.
Yeah, yep. I'm glad we took some time.
We'll work on it.
To do it.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's get going, Nicole. We have so much stuff today. It is unbelievable. I don't think we're gonna have time to get through all of it. So
there was some. We never have time to do anything that
actually,
we really want to do.
Time what? Like
time,
we.
Well, that's true.
Do as much time as we want.
So I came across this story that I thought was pretty interesting. A newlywed couple flying 3 hours to their honeymoon in Mexico. Now, she posted, the woman, her username on Reddit is WoodenDisaster9800. Let's not read too much into whatever that means. But she posted this in the Am I an Asshole forum, or the AITI, or I'm sorry, AITA. So if anybody ever sees that, that's what that means. So according to the woman, she and her husband were boarding a 3-hour flight for their honeymoon when the gate agent stopped the man to let them know that his seat had been upgraded to business class thanks to the frequent flyer points his wife had racked up from her travels for work. Now, the woman, as she was telling the gate agent, no, that's okay, we don't want to be split up for our honeymoon, the husband said, no, it's fine, I'm going to business class. So she gets on the plane. She sat next to an old woman with a baby on her lap and is obviously annoyed that the husband, who now has explained, gets anxiety while traveling. So she's sitting there, she's like 10 minutes, and she's like, you know what? It's our honeymoon, and he left me alone. I'm not answering his text, because of course he starts texting her saying, oh, I have so much anxiety over flying, and oh, I just wanted to take this seat because of anxiety, blah, blah, blah. So she just ignored him. So he eventually came back to the back of the plane, brought her half of his business class breakfast, and asked why she was ignoring his text. And he said, I'm scared and I need you to tell me it's okay since I'm such an, since I fly all the time and you don't. Now, I hope she has learned a lesson. And that lesson is don't marry this guy.
Divorce. Like,
to divorce. Divorce this guy immediately. Can you imagine? And then he told her, She's like, by the time they landed, she just wanted to move on and forget about it. But he kept talking about it. He was guilt tripping her for not answering his texts and comforting him because he was nervous. And now he couldn't enjoy his time in business class because she didn't reassure him.
All right.
Bye.
Let's just, for poops and giggles here, let's just establish a rule, a still spinning rule, and this is a life rule that should be. When you're traveling with somebody else, nobody gets an upgrade.
If not both people get an upgrade?
Correct. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yes.
Right.
If there are not two people upgrading, nobody gets the upgrade. Even if she took the upgrade, and she wasn't going to. Right? She was saying,
No,
we're going to fly together.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because you're flying together. Save that for when you don't. That's the other thing. Why would you use your upgrade there? Because you want to save that upgrade for the business class when you don't know the person you're sitting next to.
Correct. And it's not your honeymoon. This isn't even
getting to that point yet. Yes, it's your honeymoon.
It's not like you've been together 10 years and you've taken 400 flights together and you're like,
and you've been arguing
for
like,
yeah, exactly,
45 minutes on the way to the airport. You're like, no, you and I would be better for everybody if we sat apart on the airplane.
Yeah. I was just stunned.
First of all, I don't believe most of that stuff on Reddit's.
You don't think?
No, not in that segment. I think people just try to come up with the most outrageous, dumb stuff because they're on their honeymoon.
To me, see, I read it and I was like, I could 100% see this happening. Not to anyone I'm married to currently. Absolutely not. But I definitely feel like I know people who would do this. And I also feel like it might be indicative of how little you know someone that you married. You know what I mean? Like, you should know ahead of time if you married a nervous flyer or if they have anxiety.
Yeah.
Or, like whatever. It's such BS. But I do understand, I know radio shows hire people, hire actors, hire improvisers to be, like, the people that call in with the problems.
Yeah.
So I guess it could be similar for Reddit, but this rang true to me. Like, I could actually envision this happening.
All right, let's look at a couple of messages we've got. How about this? Is there an over-under bet available in Vegas on how long they will last?
Mm-hmm.
My gut says this is already over.
Right.
By the time this got to Reddit and by the time she told that to her first friend, that was, look, you just a terrible mistake. Time to end this. As Paul says, annulment.
Yep.
Yes. Carla says, ditch him.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte says, I was really hoping the story was going to end with the cover of the engine getting ripped off in flight and then smashing through business class.
Just into that.
Just business seat. Class. Yes.
Just that dude. Oh, amazing.
Yeah. All right. Hard. No, never, says Jean. Right.
Yep. And put Paul's up because this would be a great Reddit category. How to know, did I marry the a-hole?
Yes.
As opposed to, am I the a-hole?
Right.
Is it, did I marry the a-hole?
Yes, you did. On your 100%. Honeymoon. Even not on your honeymoon. If you've been married, that's the part that I don't get about this because I am somebody who will pay extra for business class. I will, but because I don't want to sit cramped in next to somebody I don't know.
Right.
If I know the person sitting next to me, I'm never paying extra for business class. Mm-hmm. I'm totally fine as long as I know who's sitting next to me. The only reason I pay extra for that is so I don't have to sit, or at least I'm not sitting like crammed in next to somebody I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a Wisconsin girl at heart. That means I have an ass, and it's not comfortable to sit crammed into some stranger. Now, if it's next to Paul, sure, we put the armrest up, we spread out, we have a good time. It's,
right.
You know, you enjoy yourself. I will say, not that good a time. Okay. I'm not talking like Mile High Club situation.
Ah, stop.
Well, you were making the face.
I know,
that's
and then
exactly
you kept
where
explaining.
Your brain
I know
went.
It did, but then you kept taking
why
it there.
Why would you go there? I would never do that. First of all, the sanitary conditions on a plane
are no fun,
zero.
Then. So
what's that?
Well, you just ain't no fun then.
Yeah, that's my problem. But we would also probably pay to upgrade. Well, not probably, we would if we were flying together to, you know, to the front. You get free drinks up there.
Yeah, well, you don't get free drinks up there.
Oh, yeah, you do. Well,
no,
I mean, you paid for it.
You've paid several hundred dollars more for those drinks. So
yeah, but you know what? I know how to get free. Are you serious? My husband. Lucky me.
Lucky me. Indeed.
Wow.
Lucky, lucky you.
Well, maybe I'll take the business class upgrade next time.
I think he was referring to your steadfast refusal to become a member of a certain club.
It's just like airplanes are not clean, y'all. No,
they're not.
They are not. And that is not a place where you want to take your pants off. You know what I'm saying?
I will this is dumb. I shouldn't even have this conversation.
Oh, I can't wait. It's just
every time I've been on an airplane and I've had to use the bathroom, every single time I go into one of those bathrooms, it runs through my head, how do you even do that in here?
It is
so uncomfortable for one person to be in there, and then stick a second person in there and you can't move and you're touching things on the ground and on
that's
the side.
What I'm
saying. Yeah. I just, I mean, physically, I don't even know how that's possible.
Yeah. I think it's tiny people who are very bendy. That's the only way that's going to work.
And who are well vaccinated and,
right.
Yes. Have all their up to date on shots.
I also thought it was really rude that he brought half of his breakfast back. Like, what the hell is that?
Here you go, honey. Look, here's half a burrito.
Yeah, here's half of... I got to choose because I'm in business class, so they let me pick my breakfast, but I brought you half? Rude.
And I'm in business class because of all your miles.
Yeah, you're the one that racked him up. Ugh.
See, but that's all... What does he talk about? His anxiety. Then sit next to the person you know.
Thank you. Not some stranger. He's just BSing. He wanted a bigger seat in the... He was probably loaded by the time he got to Mexico.
Yep. I feel like they came back from Mexico separately.
I hope they did for her sake.
And I hope she came back in business class.
Yeah. Oh, man. Wouldn't that be great? Yeah. Bye. Ugh.
All right. Hey. I was about to derail the show. I wasn't going to derail it. No, I wasn't going to derail it. But something just popped into my head.
Okay.
And maybe we'll do it at the end of this story. We'll see. This story is interesting. I know. We'll see where we are time-wise.
All right. I just get excited when you derail.
So I want you to think about
the
tallest skyscrapers in the United States.
Yeah.
What cities and states come to mind?
Chicago.
Yep.
And New York. Mm-hmm. And California. No, not so
much. A little bit, although, because they've got earthquakes, so they don't go up super high.
But like San Francisco, I think, is higher, probably because they don't really have earthquakes there.
I think they may have a top 10 in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Those
are the two. I always think Chicago and New York.
Yeah. What if I told you there's our plans to build a 1,907-foot tall development called the Legends Tower? That would, now remember, 1,776 is the new World Trade Center.
Okay.
And is that the tallest in the United States?
You are asking the wrong person, my friend.
I really should know this. I believe in the United States, that is the tallest. And I think, Willis Tower's up there, but anyway, it doesn't matter.
Information adjustment says yes.
Okay.
So thank you for the fact check.
Where they are actually planning to build this 1,907-foot tower.
I mean, I feel like it's going to be like...
It's where the winds come rolling down the plain.
Oklahoma
City.
Why?
Just approved the plans for this guy, Scott Madison. He's apparently on one of the TV shows, but he's also an investor and one of the investing shows or something. I don't know, Shark Tank.
Like Shark Tank or whatever?
I don't know, but he's a developer. And I think he's from Oklahoma, and he wants to build the 1,907-foot tall Legends Tower as part of his Boardwalk at Bricktown project. And they were originally going to just have like a 40 or 50 story. They were going to say like, hey, let's have the tallest building in Oklahoma. And so they were going to build it, which, by the way, does not, you don't have to get too
high
to have the tallest building in Oklahoma. So, and then at some point, someone went, wait, why stop here? Let's just keep going. Let's build this. And
why?
I'm guessing without looking, but I'm guessing 1907, because this would work out right, why they picked 1,907. I'm guessing 1907 is when Oklahoma became a state.
Sure.
I would assume that's where that number comes from. But yeah, so they did make them take down the, like, because part of the planning commission that approved this, they're like, there's too much LEDs going up the side, and there's too much, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so they pared it down a little bit, but they let the 1,907-foot plan stay. And so now it all depends on whether they can get the money or whether, and you know, that's kind of thing. So
does it say what's going in there? Like, is there that much need for office space or whatever it's going to be?
Yeah. The lower levels were shopping and office, okay. But apparently the upper two thirds are apartments.
Okay. So correct me if I am
wrong. By the
way,
Oklahoma City, one of the fastest growing cities in the United States. People are moving to Oklahoma City like crazy.
Sure. But is it not also in Tornado Alley?
Yeah, that's the thing that I was going to bring up because there's a...
like, there's a reason you don't want a really tall building.
Right. And now, what they... Of course, this is mentioned because everybody who lives in Oklahoma City says, hey, right? What's the problem here? Why we generally don't build 1,907-foot tall towers? They said that they have... engineered this thing to be able to withstand the strongest now there's only one way to find out if that's true or not,
right. And you don't want to be in the building to test that
out. I feel like they can probably know that's right, though. I feel like they have the ability to simulate with computers and to do. Now, that doesn't mean you want to be in it to find out.
No.
They're actually saying it'll be one of the safest places to be in Oklahoma. Like, it's where you want to go.
No, I want to be in a basement. Thank you very much. I want to be underground.
Fort Worth, Texas, they had an F3 tornado hit it's called the Bank One Tower back in the year 2000. 80% of the 35-story tower's windows were destroyed. The building was almost demolished, but they instead turned it into a residential tower, and they put different glass in there. Apparently, it's the glass problem. It's the problem is the glass, and that's actually true.
Well,
in
sure.
A tornado, that's a big issue.
Yeah.
So they're saying... So here's the thing. They're working on this in stages. There are several 345-foot towers going up, and then the big one will be the last of the thing.
Oh, no.
Right next to where the Oklahoma Thunder play.
Oh, okay. So you can watch. You can look out your window, perhaps, and see the Thunder. The Thunder.
See, the lightning
and the Thunder.
And the Thunder.
Okay. Just a young gun with a quick fuse. Don't get us kicked off.
Oh, yeah,
other people's music. Okay, so a few things.
Yeah.
One, you know how when you're buying a house or a property, you always want to look kind of back. One of my big things is like, did someone die in here? You know, whatever. Can you imagine in Dallas, Texas, having to ask first, hey, did this get destroyed in some sort of tornado and then you made it into an apartment that you want me to live in? Like, that's just bonkers to me. God dang it.
So when I was in Dallas the last time for I was doing a trivia show down there, and I stayed at what hotel I stayed at? Did we talk about this? Gaylord Resorts, the Gaylord Resorts. So big giant dome over the thing, and you know, blah blah. Well, I was walking. I know they were having a thunderstorm because I was outside on the phone when there's a thunderstorm. I'm like, man, that is a Texas thunderstorm right there. Like, it's crazy. And the wind and the rain just ripping down. Well, I went back inside, went back to my room. And this, I had a nice suite.
Nice.
They gave it to me because originally they sent me to a room that was already occupied by a lady laying on the bed. Yeah. They
Did
gave
you
me
walk
the key
in?
To her room. And I walked in and she's laying there and I'm like, well, hello. And she's just staring at me. I'm like, all right, this is awkward. I'll give you that. I said, I'm just gonna back on out of here and deal with the. Oh no! I remember. I thought she might have. This made it worse, 1,000 times worse.
Oh no!
I thought she was the person because I was part of a. I was performing for a group of.
Okay.
You know, like a railroad group. And I thought that since we were all in the same reservation, like maybe like this got so I'm like, are you? I can't remember what name it was, but I'm like, are you Brenda? So I'm asking the lady laying on the bed, hey, are you Brenda? Like,
I ordered a Brenda.
I'm expecting a Brenda to be laying on the bed. And she's like, no. And I'm like, yeah, all right, this is awkward. Let me go ahead and step out here and call down to the lobby and take care of this. And so I went back down to the lobby and I'm like, hey, the room's beautiful, but there's somebody already in it. Like,
yeah.
And so they upgraded me to a suite. Anyway.
No, before you, anyway, that story.
Yeah.
I had this happen. We went to a wedding in somewhere in Michigan, and we went into our room and there was already somebody in there. I didn't get upgraded. I got put next to the room next to the freaking elevator. So I had to listen to the elevator all night long. I did not sleep the entire time. I'm just saying. That's
my
BS.
Hotel profile is high floor away from the elevator.
Yeah, that's
what,
smart.
That's what I try to do.
That's smart.
Anyway, take one step back. I was walking later on that night. I was walking through the lobby and I noticed that like they had the whole front windows of the hotel were like on the ground, and they had that blocked off with like plywood where the windows.
Uh-huh.
And in my head, it didn't even dawn on me, but I'm like, was that like, I said, was just some drunk idiot hit the thing? And he's like, no, it was a tornado. And I'm like, oh, I was standing outside when we were having a tornado. And I just walked, and because all the buildings, I didn't even notice what it was. But apparently, I don't think they got hit by it, but I think a tornado was close enough to form where, you know. Anyway, so yeah, he's like, we had a tornado earlier. I didn't even know it. I was in my room. I didn't even know that we had it. That's how big this resort is, by the way. I didn't even know we had a resort or a tornado at the resort. But
I don't think I want to be in a place that's big enough that I don't realize there's a tornado happening.
This place is insane. It's beautiful. And apparently at Christmas, they do a lot with like Christmas lights.
Oh, that's cool.
Inside the big giant dome. But yeah, this place was cool. Anyway.
Oh, boy. Ugh.
Let's do some of these here. Yes, they were. This is a good point. Information adjustment says they were confident when they built the Tacoma Bridge, too.
Mm-hmm.
And the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Although that's not the bridge's fault. Right? I mean.
No, that's not the bridge's fault.
Let's see. Gene says, okay, I'll be checking this out. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Charlotte says, honestly, high rises scare me when I stay at hotels. I try to only stay on the third floor or lower. It's probably not a bad idea. I like the high floors, though. I just like the views and everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing worse than getting a high floor and then you're stuck up, like, just staring at a building right across the street. Like, you have no view whatsoever. Or, like, that's where the signage of the hotel is, so you can't even see out the the window. So you've taken the risk of the high floor, you know, if there's a fire or something, and you've completely negated all of the reward.
Yeah.
For the high floor. And yes, and like they said, the tornado. Tornado is the first question. That is the first thing that came to my mind when they said they're building the tallest skyscraper in Oklahoma City. I'm like, you know where I'm not going to be?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to be anytime it starts to rain. I'm not going to be in the, whatever, what tower is this?
The 19,000-foot tower in Oklahoma City.
I forgot the name of the tower already. Legends Tower. Yeah. Legends is right.
Legends just sounds like it's part of a casino.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Legends Tower.
Sounds like a golf course to me. The Legends.
Yeah. I'm also not a big fan of heights. Mostly the elevator rides. Like once it's over like 12 floors in the elevator, boy, do I not care for that. Once I'm up there, I'm okay. Don't like to go right next to the windows though. I was just in Manhattan, my hotel was on the 41st floor and it was I had a great view. I will say, but I couldn't get too close to the floor-to-ceiling windows because it was floor-to-ceiling windows. Yeah. I don't like to be right next to it. It just makes me uncomfortable. Side note, I have been invited to the pre-grand opening of the Chicago 360, which is at the top of the Hancock Building on Thursday.
That?
So I think it's the old signature room.
Wait, is the signature room not there anymore?
Oh, no, they closed.
Did they
or
really?
it's somehow associated with that, or maybe with the tilt.
Well, as I say, they've got the tilt. They've got like the couple of floors above the signature room. They have the tilt and the.
So it's one of those two, or it's a combination of them. So we'll see how I do in the elevator.
Did the signature room close?
Yeah, oh yeah, with like no warning. They got sued by all their employees because they gave them zero notice that they were closing, and I think they just lost like a million. I think the settlement was like over $1 million for all the employees.
Wow.
Because they didn't. They just were like, we're done. We're not going to open anymore.
Although I will say the problem with the signature room or even the what, because you could go to the signature room, but there was also the bar? They had a little bar up there too that you could go to. Was that part of the signature room?
I think that was the signature room because the signature room was the way to avoid paying.
Right. That was always the greatest.
Deck.
Yes. That was the greatest way to not pay. Mm-hmm. You just go ahead and you're like one floor below where all the other stuff was. But,
they closed it.
The problem is there were only like 20 seats that were decent there.
Right. You had to be on the windows. Otherwise,
so you had the perimeter. Otherwise, you're just in a stupid room paying, you know, $160 for what should be a $75 steak at any other restaurant in the in the city of Chicago. So,
right.
Or $19 cocktails.
Yeah.
Just because, And if you were in one of those, if you were in one of those seats, it was great. It was the coolest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
So I'll let you know how it is, but I'll mostly let you know how that elevator ride is.
Yeah, I'm I'd like to know.
I'm nervous about it.
So what I was going to say that was going to derail us, and the, before we did this story, I started thinking about tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
Have you, do you watch any like YouTube? I don't watch TV at all. All I now watch is YouTube live videos.
And I do not watch YouTube live videos.
There are, I mean, I realize that I missed my calling.
Okay.
There
Which
are
one?
People that drive around this country
mm-hmm.
and other people pay them like through YouTube, through social media, do the, they drive around and chase tornadoes live on YouTube.
I mean, tornado chasing has been around forever.
Tornado chasing has, but it's been pictures and all the, I mean, the technology is there where you are in the ride the whole time. You're going with them. I watched the other day. I was sitting here. Mm-mm. There was a tornado. It was Brandon Kopic was the storm chaser. And I'm sitting here watching my radar. And he's got a little locator where he is. So I'm watching my radar and I'm watching him and I'm like, oh, Brandon, hey, there's in my brain. I'm like, there's a tornado forming right behind you. Stop. You know, and he turns his camera. He's got an awesome 360 camera on the top of his car.
Okay.
Yeah. And so he's inside and he turns it and he's just rotating around. I'm like, look right there. There it is. It's coming out. And sure enough, he's like, oh, people, we got a tornado. We got a tornado. And so I'm watching it live. I'm sitting here. Looking at my radar screen, watching the tornado form. It's not even, there hasn't been a tornado warning yet, but mm-hmm. I'm looking at the radar based on where he is. And I'm like, oh, look, there's one coming down right now, right behind you. Turn around. And sure enough, there it was coming down. And within about 2 minutes, because they had a storm chaser there, within 2 minutes, boop, boop, there's a tornado warning. Can you, like, if that technology existed when I was 25 years old,
mm-hmm.
or 30, there is no doubt that's what I would be doing for a living today.
Really?
In a heartbeat. Live.
Why?
Live tornado chase. And then
yeah.
you go to bed that night and go, all right, where are the tornadoes going tomorrow? Let's get over there.
Would like to try to die today.
No, you don't die. You.
Damn.
That's the whole point. You know where the tornado is so you can stay behind it and to the south.
Oh, yeah, because they're never unpredictable.
Well, you don't. Go to, I mean, you stay behind and to the south of the tornado. That's what you do.
No. My grandpa was a tornado chaser. He would always decide he needed to drive and tell us there was a tornado.
Yeah.
It's like, we know. Like, stop.
If I didn't have a dog that was losing his mind from storms and a wife who's not a big fan of the storms, that's what I would be doing. But I'm telling you, I would have.
Absolutely not.
In a car. Now I'm sitting here looking like, how do I get that 360 camera on my car? I'm sitting here looking at like roof mounted 360 cameras and I'm sitting here thinking, but then I'm like, I can't drive. I just can't wake up tomorrow and go, I'm going to Oskaloosa, Iowa tomorrow because that's where the tornadoes are going to be. But man, I would love that.
Maybe you could reach out to him and see if you could, you know, pay to like do a ride along.
I'm sure that they would let you pay. Yeah, no, and they have those camps where like 10 mm-hmm. of you will all go with an actual meteorologist and you'll go. But the only problem is you're in a bus and buses and tornadoes don't. That is just, you want a little low profile vehicle.
And groups.
You're not a big groups person. Yeah, I don't like groups either.
Twister. So. It's like Twister. Honestly.
Maybe I should make that like, you know what I mean? Like, so you know how we go out west every year?
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe I should go out west every year and then by myself or with another friend go do a tornado chase. Like it's this week, this year, we're going to drive around in the middle of Oklahoma and Kansas and Arkansas.
Do you have another friend that would want to do that?
Well, you didn't even have to finish that full sentence.
Well, you said like you just... to sake a friend or something like I'm not going with you. I'm going to be very clear right now. I'm not going to go chase tornadoes.
We're going to do a still spinning podcast while I'm on the road in like Moore, Oklahoma.
That's fine. As long as I'm in Chicago, Illinois, or somewhere where there are no freaking tornadoes. Now, granted, we have the random one every once in a while, but.
Maybe I could start like a tornado network.
What the hell is that?
Where I would sit here and host the show. All right, everybody. So here's what we got. Looking at the radar. I tell you what, let's check in with Brendan, who's down in, you know, blah, 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 blah right now, and then go there live. Okay, look, we're now getting tornado warnings in Paducah, Kentucky. Terry Miller's over there. Hey, Terry, what are you seeing right now? Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my gosh. This is like a dream come true for you. Like your meteorology dreams, but like amped up.
Yes. Now I just need people who will go chase those tornadoes for me.
You know what? I bet you could do it. I bet you could put that together. I would watch. I would find that interesting. Like if you were manning a desk.
Right now. Mm-hmm. And then here's the weird part to think about all of this.
There's one weird part that we haven't talked about yet.
Do you know, it's crazy to think the technology even exists to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It would not be that difficult. It wouldn't be something, you know, that you're back in the day, you're like, oh, that's millions of dollars. You need satellite time. You need No, you don't now. You just, we need four people with cell phones who can film up in the sky.
Yep. I like this plan, Dan.
I know. Now I'm trying to hatch this.
Oh, I know you are.
We may not have time for Still Spinning podcast next year. Although I can still use Still Spinning.
Wow.
Like the tornado.
I hope you're not.
No. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't think you want to be. Gene suggests using college weather students.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cheap labor.
Yeah.
Maybe they can get credit for it or something.
I'm going to work on this. My plan is coming together. Tornado Live.
It is.
Tornado Live. Twister Live. Twister TV.
I didn't start our little timer.
Oh, we're not even in second. We're in.
Yeah, I know. Do you want me to talk about that third story or no?
Sure. Let's do the third story.
All right. Well, this will be our last one. Okay. Talk about this week, apparently, or last week, the stories I was finding are the Am I the Asshole stories. This one, the headline is, Mom defends asking guests at daughter's birthday to bring $5 for backyard renovation in lieu of gifts. So, this mother of two, throwing her kid a two-year-old birthday party. She's already had the big one-year-old birthday party. So now she's going to throw a two-year-old birthday party. First off, she decided to have a 90-minute party. So it actually said on the invitation that the party went from 9:30 a.m. to 11. That was it. Then you got to get out. She's like, I don't want you at my house all day.
I'm fine with that. That's good.
I'm giving you your day. I don't expect you to sacrifice your entire Saturday for a child's birthday party. Who's even going to remember it? Okay. The worst part, other than that, I mean, I think that's kind of...
What? Putting an end time at the party?
An hour and a half for a party is...
100%.
Kind of small.
100% in her favor on this one. Be here an hour and a half, get out.
Whatever she put... I'm sorry. The thing that she put on there that I really was like, what the H... She said she very clearly on the invitation said, please do not bring gifts. But if you feel inclined to bring something, consider $5 because we're remodeling our yard. Our backyard's a train wreck. Bring us $5 to help us redo our backyard. That's what we're asking for. But she doesn't need anything. And she said, side note, I'm very picky and I don't want you to buy shit for my kid. Okay. That's some tacky BS.
Is this true? Is this one true?
I mean, I can only tell you what I read in the papes, as the kids say.
This
didn't come from TikTok or it didn't come from like anything like that. It was a story in People. I don't know how,
Well, if it was in People, I think they may have at least tried to verify this.
I would have assumed they fact checked it. They clearly talked to this woman, but she's like, bring us $5. And she was surprised that people were upset by this.
Like, well, of course she was. Anybody stupid enough to say that
just clearly
doesn't understand why that's...
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I know.
And it's your kid's birthday party. And you're telling people, rather than bring stuff for your kid... I understand, hey, we're having a birthday party for the kids. Don't bring anything.
We don't need anything.
We don't need anything. Kid's fine. Just leave it there. Why can't you just make total... But if you want to give something, give me money.
Yes, give me money to redo my yard. Really? Like, come on. That's that poor kid. Like, I don't know. Even if it's like a tiny gift, don't you bring something to a birthday party?
That kid will own a bird when she gets older.
Oh, God. I mean, it's different when it's adults. When adults are like, don't bring gifts. I'm like, yeah, I get it. Everybody's got enough crap. Nobody needs anything. But for a kid, you know, you get him something fun.
I mean,
you know.
Whatever. I mean, I also understand if you want to have your kids where you don't want people, you don't want to expect them bringing gifts or whatever. Everybody's
got
their own
thing. Well,
but
her whole reasoning is because you're going to buy him crap that I'm not going to like.
Right. Yes, exactly. So,
give me $5 instead so we can redo our yard.
Great
lady. Put a hot tub in. It's our jacuzzi fund.
Great mom. Great mom. That kid's going to grow up messed up.
Oh, yeah.
Somehow, some way, don't know how.
That kid's going to grow up and ditch his spouse for a business class seat to get on some plane somewhere. All right.
Faux show.
Well, this has been the Still Spinning Podcast. We haven't talked about this yet, but we can't do next Monday because we have an event going on. So we'll stay tuned for when next week's podcast. We probably should have touched base on when we're...
Maybe Tuesday.
Maybe Tuesday.
I don't know. What are you... Yeah. Well, we can discuss this. We don't need to have this conversation in front of everybody.
Right now.
So, right.
The point is, stay tuned. We will let you know. We will put it on our Facebook page. StillSpinningPodcast.com is where you can find all your information, where you can get your merch. Dan, by the way, sent me some tumblers, Still Spinning tumblers. I washed them, and I meant to have one down here tonight, but I forgot, sitting upstairs.
They look just like this.
They do indeed.
But
they do
indeed.
You
can't buy these yet.
That's right. Those are exclusives.
These are custom made. My wife made these.
I'm very impressed, by the way. Yeah. I don't quite understand how it works, but... I don't want to know either.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
Because it's not like stick. Cool. It's not like stuck on.
No,
there,
it's not
right?
a sticker. It's like it's
printed.
Legit.
It's,
I was worried about like submerging it in water.
No, you go ahead.
Yeah, I did because I had to wash it.
Yeah.
But I didn't put it in the dishwasher or anything crazy like that. Yeah. Any hoodle. StillSpinningPodcast.com. Find out all the information. Tell your friends. Say, hey, we got this great fun thing that we like to listen to. Have them join us. Spinners. Most weeks get bonus content. If there's a week, maybe like this week, where it doesn't happen, perhaps the following week there'll be double bonus content. We'll make up for it in the end.
Pretty much this entire episode was bonus content. Like, none of this was actually, like, maybe one of the stories we did was planned. And then everything else was just kind of off the rails.
Fly by the seat of our pants,
yes.
As we say.
All right.
But thank you so much for joining us. We will see you at some point next week.
Bye-bye.